Wall Street Journal, Nissan will reject Honda's revised merger terms, putting deal at risk. By Lucas Nolan on February 5, 2025. Nissan's board is expected to reject Honda's latest proposal for their planned merger, potentially jeopardizing the deal announced less than 2 months ago, according to a report by the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal reports that Nissan's board is gearing up to reject Honda's revised terms for their much-anticipated merger, putting the entire deal in peril. The two Japanese automakers had initially announced their plan to combine under a single holding company structure on December 23, 2024. However, recent developments suggest that the merger, which was expected to create a more formidable player in the competitive global automotive industry, may now be on the brink of collapse. Sources close to the negotiations have revealed that Honda presented a new proposal in recent days, which would have positioned Nissan as a subsidiary of Honda, deviating from the originally planned, more balanced structure. This change in terms has been deemed unacceptable by Nissan, and the company is now planning to reject the revised proposal. While Nissan's board meeting was scheduled for later on Wednesday, insiders have cautioned that a final decision to terminate the deal has not yet been made. The potential collapse of the merger raises concerns about Nissan's future, as the automaker has been struggling to maintain its market share in crucial markets like the United States and China. Despite the setback in merger negotiations, the two companies are expected to continue their pre-existing collaborations, which include joint efforts in software development and electric vehicle technology. This ongoing cooperation suggests that while the merger may not come to fruition, Nissan and Honda still recognize the value of working together in certain areas to remain competitive in the rapidly evolving automotive landscape. If the merger plans are ultimately abandoned, Nissan will face increased pressure to reassure its stakeholders, including lenders, employees, and customers, of its ability to thrive in the face of intense competition. The company has already taken steps to address its challenges, announcing layoffs of 9,000 workers and a 20% reduction in factory capacity in November 2024 to cut costs and streamline operations. Read more at the Wall Street Journal here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.